Hello and welcome to Back to Work Connects, the podcast. I'm Gina Oglesby, CEO of Back to Work Connect, an education and employment career hub designed to get returners and career changers back to work. In each episode, we'll discuss topics that are important to you, including financial well-being, mental health, and the supports that are available to help you get back to work. In our first episode, we are joined by Anita Burka, CEO and founder of Sprout Plans, to discuss the recent budget and what it means for you. So welcome, Niamh.
Hi, Gina.
So let's start by asking, what about Budget 2023 and what does it mean for our audience?
Overall, Budget 2023 did put money back in people's pockets, which was great to see, although it was against the backdrop of considerable rises in the cost of living, as we all know. The real winners, though, were the squeezed middle parents of children in education or requiring childcare. But there was something for everyone in the budget, Gina, including those on social welfare.
So tell me a little bit more about the impact it had on parents.
Well, one of the biggest wins really was in the area of the universal childcare subsidy. This increases from 50 cents to 140 an hour for people who have their children in TUSLA approved childcare facilities. This is really significant. If you have a think about someone who has one child in childcare, for, say 40 hours a week, they'll actually end up with positive over 200 euros a month in their pocket because of this. This really makes childcare more affordable and accessible, which might be of particular interest to those who are considering returning to work. Another great thing for parents is that there's going to be a once-off double childcare benefit payment in November next month. So for every child under the age of 18, parents will receive another 140 in November. We've also seen third-level students supported in this budget, which is great. So students every year pay a student contribution of 3,000 euros. And in 2022, this is going to be reduced by 1,000 euros. Also, we're seeing the contribution amounts for apprenticeship courses being reduced by 33% this year. These are at the moment once-off supports, so we'll see what happens next year. All SUSE means-tested recipients as well are going to see an additional one-month payment in 2022 and increases come January of up to 14%. Then another one, which is supporting parents of children in primary school, although we won't see it until next September, though that will be at a most important time of year, is that of free school books for primary school kids. This is estimated at about 110 euros per child per year. And also, it's not a once-off. This is actually an ongoing measure, which is very exciting. So all of these measures will also support adults considering retraining as well, Gina, which is interesting.
So if primary school children are being looked after and third level are being looked after, what about secondary school children? Is there any supports for them?
Unfortunately, in this budget, nothing has been announced. The general consensus is, though, you know, we're looking at the education budget and hopefully successive budgets might see more relief for parents of secondary school pupils going forward.
And so what about people who don't have children? Was there anything in the budget for them?
Well, there was, as I said at the start, there's something for everyone, which is great. So they have increased the tax bands by 3,200. This is the most significant increase that we've seen in a long time. They've also increased some of the tax credits by 75 euros a year. And they've widened the USC band, the 2% USC band, which is great. So if you're an earner earning over 40,000 a year, you'd actually see a net take-home increase of about 830 euros a year or nearly 70 euros a month.
And so for people on social welfare, was there any results for them in 2023 budget?
There was a lot in the social welfare element of this budget, actually, Gina, which was great. All social welfare recipients in receipt of weekly payments will see an increase of up to 12 euros a week in their payment. And this will be prorated depending on what level of payment they're on. Social welfare recipients are also going to receive a double payment in October, and the Christmas bonus is being confirmed. There are also additional benefits for those who are at risk of fuel poverty, with the regular weekly fuel allowance increasing by 50% to 120 euros a week come January, and a once-off payment of 400 euros in November. It's great to see as well that carers are being supported in this budget. They are due to receive 500 euros in November, and the domiciliary care allowance is to be increased from 309.50 a month to 330 euros a month. The lump sum benefit as well, Gina, is actually being extended to other social welfare payments. So those receiving invalidity pension, disability allowance, and blind person pension, along with those receiving the working family payment, will also see that €500 lump sum come November.
So you mentioned fuel allowance for those at risk of fuel poverty. Is that the same as the energy credit or is that different?
That's different, actually, Gina. And I think the €400 for those at risk of fuel poverty, I think that's to try and capture those who aren't on monthly bills but are on the pay-as-you-go type system. For all people who pay the electricity bill in their households, they are going to receive a €200 credit in 2022 before Christmas, and then two further credits of €200 in early 2023. So the hope is to alleviate some of the increased costs of heating your homes.
And it's off electricity and not gas. Is that because there isn't, not everybody has gas in their home?
That's exactly it. I mean, you know, some people have gas, some people have oil, Gina, but everybody has electricity. So it's just to make it fair. And, you know, indeed, some people have said, well, my electricity bill isn't that high and my gas bill is going to be really high. But hopefully swings and roundabouts, you know, lower electricity bills won't become payable until, say, June next year. And it gives you that extra liquidity to deal with the additional costs associated with the gas.
So here's hoping we have a mild winter, no big snowstorms and plenty of wind for the solar energy and the wind farms can generate as much energy as possible.
Exactly.
So let's look at it from a different point of view. We know that, you know, rents and the cost of living in Ireland and the housing crisis are a huge problem. Is there any support for renters out there?
There are actually, and it's great to see that the government has reintroduced the tax credits for renters. So this year, if you're a renter, you will receive a tax credit of up to €500 in a lump sum. And then also going forward from the 1st January 2023, that tax credit will continue. So it'll be up to €500 a year for renters. Now, it's not really going to jump in and help those who are caught in the rental trap trying to save for mortgage, but it will alleviate some of the increased costs of living. Also, the government has actually introduced a vacant homes tax as well. Now, I believe a lot of the vacant homes remain vacant because they are either in probate or indeed maybe their owners are availing of the Fair Deal scheme. So there's a lack of incentive to move those properties on or indeed to rent them. So the government are actually going to impose a tax of a multiple of the local property tax on these properties to try and incentivise them being rented. The Help to Buy scheme as well has been extended for another year or so for many first-time buyers who want to buy a new house under a certain amount. They get back up to 30,000 worth of tax relief that they've paid over the previous few years. So this is great. But the problem is it doesn't support those who are buying non-new properties. So it helps some, but not all. I think overall, Gina, though, this was the biggest budget that we've seen in a long time. And it really does find supports for everyone. The number of lump sum payments allowed the government to support people on a once-off basis, that longer term commitments, whilst the increases in regular payments and reductions in taxes set a base for the future and are in line with the inflationary pressures that we are all feeling.
Interesting times ahead, Niamh. Thank you so much for that. So if people are interested in hearing more about the budget and how it affects them, are there any supports that are out there for them?
Well, there's a number of supports, really, Gina. I think from a state side, we have the Citizens Information Office, which is a great place to start. For people who are struggling financially, maps.ie is a fantastic service. And then anybody thinking about financial advice, there's plenty of financial advisors out there. So do look them up and talk to them about your specific needs.
Great. Thank you so much, Niamh. Thank you for listening to the Back to Work Connect podcast. And thank you to our sponsors, Bank of Ireland, the Begin Together Fund and the Community Foundation of Ireland. I'm Gina Oglesby, and today we were with Niamh de Burka, CEO and founder of Sprout Plans. If you like the Back to Work Connect podcast, you can find us at backtoworkconnect.ie, on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.